answering Amen. Chazal say that responding Amen to a bracha is more praiseworthy than reciting the bracha. The person saying the bracha is likened to the simple foot soldier who begins the battle, thus making it possible for the mighty warriors, those answering Amen, to come afterwards and bring victory. The Maharsha explains that there are negative malachim who attempt to block brachas from coming down. Saying a bracha creates good malachim to battle them. When one answers Amen, the battle is won. It is obligatory to answer Amen when hearing another recite a bracha, even when one's own obligation is not being discharged by that bracha. The word must be pronounced correctly and must be said immediately after hearing the bracha. The Zohar writes that it is a schus to have others answer Amen to a bracha that one recites. However, if one knows that those present will be lax in answering properly, he should rather say the bracha quietly and not cause them to err. The Zohar relates, the son of Rav Safra was a young Talmud Chacham when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. One day, while standing on a roof, he heard Kaddish being recited, so he quickly jumped down and ran into the shul to hear Kaddish and join in its responses with the other Mispalalim. A man who had witnessed this assumed that he was a great Talmud Chacham and took the stranger to be his son-in-law. And indeed, he later became a luminary who revealed many secrets of the Torah. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Shulchan Aruch that one should be very careful to join in the congregation's responses to Kaddish, and adds that this is even more important than joining in the congregation's responses to Kedusha. One should answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba with concentration, for one who recites that response with all his Kavana can cause even a Gzar Din of 70 years standing to be torn and become annulled. Moreover, by doing so, he opens the gates of Gan Eden for himself. One should also answer loudly, for this sound silences all the prosecuting voices and threatening decrees in the heavenly court. Some people stand out of respect when making the responses to Kaddish. Chazal say that when a person answers Amen, he accepts upon himself the fear of Hashem, for the word Amen is made up of the initials of the words Kael Melech Naaman, Hashem, who is a trustworthy king. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Shulchan Aruch that it should take as long to respond Amen as it takes to say those three words. The Alter Rebbe also explains that when responding Amen, one must think of its meaning, which varies according to the bracha that was just said. Thus, if the bracha expressed praise to Hashem, one's Amen echoes that praise, expressing a confirmation and agreement with what was said. Likewise, if the bracha was a request or part of Kaddish, then the Amen asks that the request be fulfilled soon. And if the bracha includes both praise and a request, one should keep in mind both meanings. The Friedrich Rebbe related, one day, many years before the Alter Rebbe's imprisonment in Petersburg in Tovkof Nuntes, he came out to the Chassidim and said, in Gan Eden they appreciate the preciousness of Elam Hazeh. The Malachim would forego everything for one Amen Yeheshmei Rabba said by a Yid with all his might, with complete concentration and total involvement in those words. That was the entire mimer, and with it the Alter Rebbe kindled such a burning enthusiasm in his listeners that throughout the entire following year, Amen Yeheshmei Rabba was said with fire. The Rebbe Rashab writes in one of his Maimarim, the ruchniistic pleasure derives from Elokus can actually increase one's body fat. It is said that Reb Nachum Chenobler was heavy from answering Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. The same tzaddik was once walking in his town when he saw a goy in a cheerful mood. He turned in wonderment to the chassidim accompanying him and asked, what is he so happy about? Did he answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba today? Reb Pesach Molostovker, a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, the Mittel Rebbe, and the Tzemach Tzedek, would daven every day for hours on end. In his old age, he was no longer able to continue with his extensive meditative avodah, so instead he traveled in a wagon from minyan to minyan to join in the responses of Amen, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu that he valued so highly. One of the Russian chassidim who was exiled for many years in a Siberian prison was a chassid by the name of Reb Zalman Leib Astulin. Being cut off from other Yidden, he was unable to daven with a minyan, hear Kaddish and Kedusha, or even answer Amen to a bracha. When he finally left the Soviet Union, he traveled to Eretz Yisrael, where he met his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yankele Galinsky, in Bnei Brak. It was a rapturous reunion. The next morning, Rabbi Yankele took Reb Zalman Leib to a nearby shul to daven. After Shachar, Reb Yankel went home, and Reb Zalman Leib stayed on. Time passed, and although the shul was very close by, which meant that he could not possibly have lost his way, Reb Zalman Leib didn't return home. After a while, Reb Yankel went to shul and found his brother-in-law standing there, supported by his crutches, his face radiating with joy. "Why are you still here?" Reb Yankel asked. "You probably finished davening a long time ago, so come home and eat something." "I just can't leave," answered Reb Zalman Leib. "After my minyan finished, another one began, and then another, and each one offers me a chance to say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah and Kedusha again and again. Hashem finally gave me this precious opportunity, and I should give it up for breakfast."